when the opening tip-off. Here is Parker Fannin-Steele out to the right for David Fenton. Around up top here for Cole Mitchell. Mitchell, inside pass. Here is a two for Fannin-Steele. Won't fall. Rebounded by Latimer. On the left side for Metis. Dayton Metis passes it to the right side for Mason Allmeyer. Now around to the left side. Looking to attack is Metis from the top. Back out here to Coe. Grant Coe tries to drive. Wood gets the steal. Takes it to the right side. Wood beats one. Left side off the window. It's David Fenton. Can't finish. And now how about Tim Brook? And he does. And it is the South Shelby Cardinals that take a 2-0 lead. Starting five for the Cardinals is David Fenton, Brock Wood, Parker Fannin-Steele, Cole Mitchell, and Guy Timbrook. They are in their home white uniforms, just like the Lady Birds were. And they are wearing their with red numbers, letters with blue trim. And they have the ball going left to right on the radio dial. Here is Mitchell, cuts to the inside, now up to the top. Mitchell comes to the right, screened or guarded by North Shelby's Latimer. Around to the top for Wood. Surveys. Now lobs on to the inside. Tipped out by Silas Preston, the 6'1 sophomore for the Raiders. And starting with North Shelby includes Grant Cove, Dayton Metis, Mason Allmeyer, and Kirby Latimer. They are in their away red uniforms, gold numbers, black trim surrounding it, and a little bit of white as well. Here's a two by Fenton. Won't fall. Rebounded by Latimer. 6'3 senior pushes it up the floor to Metis. Trying to find Preston. Turned over. Brock Wood. To the right side. He takes it all the way to the hoop and finishes. Brock Wood. Two-time Press All-Star on the football side. Gets his first points.
That's going to be one of those that South Shelby, excuse me, North Shelby, they're going to have to be careful with tonight is stopping Brock Wood from making those kind of plays.
On the right baseline, driving was David Fenton, sealed off there by Silas Preston, the sophomore, first-year starter of the Raiders, and he'll pick up his first foul. And we're getting a 30-second timeout already by Landon Daniel, the first-year coach of the North Shelby Raiders, was part of the state champion North Shelby Raiders back in 2005. Coincidentally, his teammate on the other side of the bench, Cody Stoneburner, who used to be the ladies coach just 1 year ago for North Shelby. He is now the JV coach for both the Lady Birds and the Cardinals. So high school teammates technically duking it out tonight.
I think it's exactly what you want right now if you're South Shelby. Getting out to a quick 4-0 run to start this game. Put North Shelby behind early and see what you can do from there.
So they're off to a quick start. And it will be South Shelby on the inbound. Brock Wood will do the honors to the right of the North Shelby bucket. They will lob one at the top here for the sophomore Mitchell. Now to Wood in the high post. Looks left, wants to go to Tim Brook. Can't. Now they'll come back up top. Mitchell takes the drive. Now goes for it and rattles in the two. Cole Mitchell, 5'8", sophomore. 6-0 run for the Cardinals on the right side. Here is Preston, and he will roll in a layup for the first North Shelby points. Cardinals on the right side. Cole Mitchell works around Latimer, pulls up for a jump shot. He's going to be bumped by Kirby Latimer. That'll be his first, and we'll see. They actually say it's a floor foul, so there will be no free throws. Wood inbound. Fenton. Around to the top here for Mitchell. To the left side for Parker Fannin-Steele. Wood from the left corner. Now trying to force one to the left side. And it's stolen away by Metis. Up the floor. Trying to find Coe. A little too strong and out of bounds.
Good idea. Probably would have been points for North Shelby. But just too strong of a pass. We'll say on out of bounds.
So Wood will slow the pace down. He controls the South Shelby offense, according to Ethan Shackelford, second-year coach. And he does just that. Finds Fannin-Steele open under the bucket and drops it home. 8-2 start for the Cardinals. And now Coe on a one-on-two. Kicks one out to Latimer on the left side. Takes it to the hoop. Creates some space. Now another one-on-two. Goes up for one last try. He'll go to the line as he got hacked. Looked like by Brock Wood. or actually it was Cole Mitchell, the sophomore. And so Kirby Latimer will shoot two. He is a second-year starter as well for the Raiders, a 6'3 senior. Eyes the first shot and hits. He has a strong inside presence and can slow the game down. Former head coach Chris Harris last year called him an extension of the head coach. Here's the second for Latimer, and it's true. 8-4 in favor of the Cardinals. They'll pass it on to the left side here for Anna Steele. And his shot partially blocked by Grant Coe, and that will go out. Wood inbounds to Fantasteel, right corner. Three hits. Parker Fantasteel, the 6'1 senior, makes it 11-7. Coe curls in from the high post, can't get the ball, and Preston, the offensive rebound, goes over to bucket and out. This is a North Shelby team that struggled from the free throw line as Metis can't convert off of the tip play. We're going to get a foul call on Metis. It'll be his first. Landon Daniel openly admitted they're not the best of shooting team, and rebounding and being up-tempo was going to be the way they were going to win games.
You're not the best shooting team combined with a good defensive team in South Shelby. It makes for seemingly a mismatch, but as we mentioned, North Shelby won round one.
So far, they're winning round number two as Kai Timbrook hits from downtown at the top of the key. And now Timbrook draws the turnover as Cole Mitchell takes it up to the left side. Mitchell kicks out. Wood pump fakes the top of key three. Surveys his options, now attacks. Now rolls over, and they were trying to pass it over to Parker Fantasteel, deflect out, and Austin Ward had a better chance to catch at the Fantasteel.
I did, but it was intercepted by North Shelby.
You weren't quite ready for it anyway. Wood on the left side. Passes it in, now back out. Mitchell, left corner, three. Bang! Three-pointers for the South Shelby Cardinals in the first quarter. And they lead 17-4. They draw the turnover. Timbrook, or Fantasteel, check that. Inside. He scores. Timeout, North Shelby. It's a full. We'll do a two. 19-4. Cardinals with the lead on Crest. CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire or need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Carly Kropf about shelter's roadside assistance.
Out of the timeout, North Shelby gets a quick bucket from Grant Coe. But they still trail 19-6 after the timeout call. As the Cardinals got off to a strong start from the shooting department, and now the little too aggressive was the Cardinals, and going to be reaching foul on Cole Mitchell.
Kind of been a combination early on that really just nothing really is going right for North Shelby while everything's been going right for South Shelby, and that's kind of led us to where we're at right now on the scoreboard.
Don't count out this North Shelby team whatsoever. Again, they defeat South Shelby 56-55 Friday night in North Shelby. And now we're going to get a foul called under the bucket on Parker Fantasteel. Actually, they give it to Mitchell. That's actually his second. And Grant Coe goes to the line for two. His first is offline in the back. He's the best shooter on the team, according to Lane DeDaniel. We've already seen him attack the baseline plenty of times. Second shot. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Cardinals. It's Brock Wood. The four-time silver medalist in his track performances. Passes it around to Fantasteel, and he attacks and drops it.
Fantasteel's done a really good job at getting deep into the paint, putting up shots, and converting for points, and that's something that North Shelby's going to need to stop throughout this game.
That has almost broke the ankles of Brockwood on that move on to the outside, and I got a hole on the South Shelby side of things, and unfortunately, they couldn't do anything if it results in a turnover, so Wood gets it back. Brockwood knows a little bit about breaking ankles in, on the gridiron. We'll be seeing him next Monday at the Crest All-Star Banquet. He takes it to the hoop. Turnaround two. Rolls off the left of the rim. Rebounded by Allmeyer. Up to the right wing. This is Robert Allmeyer, who's into the game. Now to Mason. There are brothers. Coe, left baseline. Desperate shot. A little bit off balance. And that goes over. And another foul called on North Shelby. This is going to be on Latimer. And that'll be his second.
Coach Lane and Daniel upset, yelling, jump. He wants North Shelby to try to contest for some offensive boards, but just not getting them and turning the ball over, getting fouls, and not a lot going right for North Shelby here early on.
Now we get Caleb Strong into the game. Guy Timbrook for South Shelby. 21-6, Cardinals with the lead. 90 seconds to go in the quarter. On the left corner, here is Fenton. Comes around to the top here. For Carson Mann is also into the game for the Cardinals and wasn't anticipating the pass. North Shelby gets the ball.
Those are the kind of plays that North Shelby is going to want to convert on the offensive side, make them pay for those mistakes.
Here is Robert Allmeyer from the right side. Kicks one out to the right for Elijah Greenwell, who's also into the game. Now it's to Mason. Coe, left side, three to the right. Offensive rebound. That's Allmeyer on right side, Mason Robert, and that will result in a South Shelby foul. It will be a push on Strong. And a five to go in the first. Robert will inbound. Looks, comes all the way to the top for Coe. He attacks, kicks one out, left side, Greenwell, three, and bounces off the rim three times. Four, it's corralled in by Strong. Now here's Wood. Attacks. Pulls one back out. Almost stolen by North Shelby. Now they'll come to the left side for Fenton. Fenton, a little teardropper in the Euro step hits. He's not that flashy, but that was flashy.
That looked really good.
Allmeyer now trying to go through the South Shelby double team and draws the foul. Good work there by the senior to take the hole in what was given him. And that'll be Strong second foul, so two quick ones on the 6-0 junior. Mettis will inbound. Or check that, Robert Allmeyer will inbound. He'll come up top to Mason. Mason from the left side, and we're getting a foul off the ball now, and it's going to be a pushing foul on David Fenton.
Nothing else. If North Shelby can get some South Shelby players into some foul trouble, that could benefit them on down the line, but
the lob one, and it's Mettis on the set play. So Wood will take it up the left side. Now cuts in. Look for a ball screen. Finds some space for Strong, and what a screen there by Caleb Strong. Opened up some space for Brock Wood, and he did not miss from the charity strike.
Really pretty jump shot from Brock Wood, too.
Mettis pulls up. Two doesn't go. 6 seconds to go. Allmeyer, right side. And a charge called on South Shelby. Or North Shelby, I should say. South Shelby draws the charge as Allmeyer picks up his first foul. 2.9 seconds to go here in the quarter. Wood 2 seconds, 1 second. Half court heaver off the back of the rim. Gave it a look. What? They hold the North Shelby Raiders to 8 points in quarter number one. They lead 25-8 on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KRES Moberly. We're at the Monroe City Tournament. It's the 4-5 matchup between the South Shelby Cardinals and the North Shelby Raiders. And it is a travel call on North Shelby, so South gets it back. Two schools are probably about a 20 or so minute drive apart. Both in Shelby County. And again, these two teams squared off this past Friday, and this is almost deja vu as Timber tries the top of the key three. That's a fall. South Shelby had a 25-point opening half was the only difference. They put 25 up in the first quarter. Here's a layup by Kirby Latimer, and North Shelby trying to claw their way back into it. They're down by 15, and on the right wing, it's Benton, and he was about to pull the trigger and let go. Mason Allmeyer gets a pushing foul. So Wood will inbound it. Lobs one. Timbrook back to Wood from the baseline. And his heel stepped out of bounds. And he got the pass back, so North Shelby gets it.
These are important possessions for North Shelby, too, especially to get points on the board because I mean, no disrespect to South Shelby, but they're not going to shoot at that kind of a clip they did in that first quarter this entire game. So North Shelby can get some points on the board and get some stops defensively. It's still very much a ball game.
Rockwood picks up the pushing foul of Sean Wilkerson, and Cole Mitchell check back into the game for South. And with that being the seventh foul as well for the Cardinals, North Shelby gets a one-on-one opportunity. As Metis will be the one that does the honors. First shot for him is nothing but the net. He has 3 of the 11 North Shelby points. Came into this contest leading the team in steals with 4. Second one on its way. Offline to the left. Didn't hit the bucket, so South Shelby will get an inbound. Bannon Steele inbounds it to Mitchell on the right wing. Partial press shown by North Shelby. Now here comes Fantasiel up the right wing to the inside. Lunges his way towards the bucket and underhands it in. Nice move down by Fantasiel, who has 9.
He's been dominant in the post early on in this game. And North Shelby's going to want to lock down on him.
Latimer gets pass darted into him from Metis, now 21-13. On the right corner, Timbrook. Now over to Mitchell. Unloads a 3 and drops.
As a defensive breakdown by North Shelby, Mitchell is wide open behind 3-point line.
And there'll be a pass tipped out. Actually goes on to the stage here at the Monroe City High School Gymnasium. So we got the gymnasium with the hardwood. On the other side, you got the bleachers. And then on the side we're on, it's a stage with bleachers behind it that they could pull out. So it's very universal. Here is Tim Brook from the left corner, guarded by a pair of Raiders. Now to Fansteel, right corner. Three looking to hit is Wilkerson, the sophomore, a little too far. And the rebound goes to North Shelby cheerleaders. So again, Austin, that results in a turnover.
So we've seen a ball into the bleachers, the hallway, the stage, and now the cheerleaders. So what is next?
I don't know if we want to know. Latimer, going to one-on-one by Hannah Steele and just pulled up for the fadeaway jumper and dropped it. He's got eight. Now Mitchell almost loses control, rouses it back in. Now Fantasteel answers the bell. What a half for Parker Fantasteel. Came in averaging six per game. He has 12 in this half alone. And now an and one coming up for Grant Coe as he draws the foul on the layup on the left block. And this will belong to Tim Brook.
A good assist by Coe to set that up, and even better to draw the foul.
Wood checks back in for Sal Shelby, and it will be Riley Fantasteel who came in for a split second. Takes a seat, and one coming up for Latimer. Eyes to rim, on its way, rolls it in. He's got 11. Wilkerson over to Fantasteel. Sets up a ball screen through Tim Brook. Takes it up the right wing, and he's bumped by Coe. He's playing seal-type defense. A little too tight. He picks up his first. And that's a 7th foul as well for North Shelby, so it's a 1-on-1 coming up.
Looks like pretty good defense from Coe, but these fouls are going to be costly, especially with both teams getting put at the line now with fouls.
Shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Brock Wood up the left side. Here's Wilkerson. Got tripped up. Comes back up. Wood somehow comes up within the fray. One more time, and now Tim Brook hits the bottom of the backboard, and finally North Shelby gets it. Wood presses and now retreats. On the left wing, it's Mattis. Now to Coe on the left corner. He can take a three if he wants. Doesn't allow it. Trying to attack the baseline. Goes under. Now pops one up and in. Good vision there by Coe, and we get a timeout called by Ethan Shackelford and the South Shelby Cardinals. It's a 30-second timeout with 4:32 to go here in the second quarter. Thanks to more sponsors here for making this Monroe City Tournament possible. That would be the Monroe City Airline School District, Grove the Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all Monroe City. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent. Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Paris Senior Citizen Center, all of Paris. Joyce's Embroidery at Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated, locations in Shelbina, Macon, Marks Lane, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City, Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank, and Macon of Monroe City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, North Shelby School District of Shelbyville, Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender, J.C. Allen Truck Parts, J.C. Collision Repair, J.C. Automotive Repair, J.C. Card City, F&M Bank and Trust, locations in Monroe City, Hannibal, and Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Baseball pass by Sal Shelby over to Riley Fantasteel, takes it down to the baseline, and drops the two right under the bucket.
He had an open look to the hoop earlier, probably could have taken it, but waits for the defense, still gets it in.
Now North Shelby trailing by 15. Need the three is Mettis to the right. Mitchell up the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Quickly passes it to Wilkerson. He's looking for his first points. His three doesn't fall. Mason Allmeyer up the right side for pressing. Down to the baseline, and he gets bumped in the process. And it will be a pushing foul on South Shelby. We get a pair coming in, and that's going to be Wilkerson with the foul. We'll see Cale Stoneburner into the game. the first for him, or first time we've seen him. He actually was quarterback on the eight-man team for a little while Dayton Menace was recovering from an ankle injury. He did a fine job in those three games. And he will likely be the starting quarterback here relatively soon for the Raiders. At the top of the key, Sal Shelby at the ball. It's Carson Mann, who also checked into the game on that last whistle. Got tripped up. They call a travel on that. So up the right side, it's Silas Preston, and he stepped out of bounds while in transition. So Sal Shelby gets the ball back. They'll inbound it right at the tie line on the far side. Wood. From the top, gets the ball screen through Vanisteel, now breaks to the top, Pembroke. Darts one into Vanisteel, turnaround two, hits. They cannot find an answer for Parker Vanisteel.
That's going to need to be a halftime adjustment they're going to have to make. They're going to have to stop him if they want a shot in this game.
They'll kick one over to Coe. Down the left side, Latimer wasn't anticipating. Rolls one in, now inside to Coe on the double team. Back out, faking the three is Preston. Steps in to the high post. His two doesn't go. Wood takes it. Looks to the right side. Finds the vision. Turns up for the two. Trying to get his own rebound. And last deflected by North Shelby. It looked like Preston was last to touch it. So Cardinals will get it back. 2:39 to go here in the second quarter. And we'll see Robert Allmeyer check in.
He makes a shot, but good job by Brock Wood to calm down a little bit, not take that shot immediately, and get a cleaner look. And just couldn't put it through.
Vanisteel drives, kicks one out to Tim Brook. Vanisteel boxed out onto the baseline. Now Wood on the left corner. Now inside to Tim Brook. Open top the key. Vanisteel lobs one onto the right side. Carson Mann, three. Did everything but go through. Rattled in and out essentially. And he said the Cardinals were last to touch it, so North Shelby gets it. Robert inbounds it to Mason on the right side. Now back to Robert. Both Allmeyers on the floor here. Robert takes it up to the right wing. Now down onto the right baseline trying to find Latimer, and he wasn't ready for it. Goes off his hands and out back to South Shelby.
Those kind of possessions are going to be the ones that drives Coach Landon Daniel crazy. Just clean look to him. Just couldn't keep it right off his fingers.
Put off the ball screen. Left side, Vanisteel. That's inside. Vanisteel to the rim. You bet. Points for Vanisteel in this half. You keep going to him until he pulls off. Coe, left corner, three. In and out. But an offensive board. Caleb Stoneburner gets it. Now over to Robert Allmeyer. Robert from the top, now to Stoneburner. Coming across his coat, trying to disturb stuff down low. Now they go inside, and it's going to be a 3-second call on, or is it going to be a 3-second call? It's actually a foul. It's on Carson Mann of South Shelby. And so Mason Allmeyer will go to line for two now because that was the 10th foul. He's been running the point a little more often this year for the Raiders as he makes the first of two. He's been allowed to do some other things on the floor when Robert comes on, and that happens to be the case at least for now. He now, the freshman, now takes a seat and he makes the second. Those are his first points, and he's the leading scorer for the Raiders coming in. Minute to go here in the half. We'll be catching up with Luke O'Loughlin and also Alex Bradenburg to get their thoughts on the girls' game earlier. It's the South Shelby Ladybirds at defeated Mark Twain 68-40 in our earlier game. And Tim Brook trying to feed one in, it looked like, for Vanisteel, and he wasn't ready for that one.
It was pick and pop. Tim Brook looked like he could have had a shot to go, but tried to get it into the hot Vanisteel, just a little too wide.
on the left side, trying to find Coe, tipped out by Mitchell. And so Raiders will get it back just in front of the South Shelby bench on the left wing. Here's Metis at the top. Attacks. Pulls up. Two. Rolls in. Metis with five. 27 seconds to go in the half. Wood. In the paint. Trying to get his own rebound. Had three Raiders surrounding him. No-look pass outside. Can he do it again? Fantasteel, you betcha. No-look pass, Brock Wood. Fantasteel with the finish.
Great job by Brock Wood to be able to get that rebound with three defenders around him.
Coe pulls up right side before the buzzer. How about one more for Preston? And it is going to be held by Cole Mitchell. Parker Fantasteel putting the Cardinals on his back with a total of 21 first half points. And we're going to catch up with Luke O'Loughlin and the Ladybirds coach in just a moment on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. But it's the Cardinals that lead 42-24 after one half of play.
Anna Jean Wilt lives at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. We asked, would she recommend Salt River to others and why?
Yes, I certainly would. First of all, the food's good. I don't have to fix a thing. All I have to do is be there on time. And if there's anything you need that they can provide for you, they will sure work trying to get it for you.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com. Check out the latest colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Autumn in the Air palette captures the colors of the season just as the leaves begin to change. The sophisticated earthy trio of colors, powder sand, ranch wood, and jojoba, evoke a walk through the woods on the first day of fall. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Is an auction in your future? Contact Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris. You want experience and you want a customer base following for your auction. That's what you get with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. They've established themselves as a full-service auction and real estate company serving Missouri and surrounding states. Whether it's farm machinery, construction equipment, real estate, or livestock, call 660-327-5890. Or check them out online at WheelerAuctions.com. That's Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris, ready to go to work for you.
We're at halftime in our boys game on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com between the South Shelby Cardinals and the North Shelby Raiders. And again, South Shelby, for those just joining us, leads 42-24 at halftime. And if you happen to be just joining us, the Ladybirds of South Shelby picked up a 68-40 win over Mark Twain in the other 4-5 matchup. And Aaron O'Loughlin, or not Aaron O'Loughlin, been used to saying that all year with the West Grand Horns, but their deep run. His brother Luke is joining us post-game after that win. And Coach, we were talking pre-game a little bit. Well, not necessarily pre-game, but I caught up with you. And you said your team's still growing a little bit, but you're 3-0. What do you like about that performance tonight?
Yeah, we saw a zone on Friday, and I think we were 1 of 23 from the 3-point line. And you know, Katie Mitchell was 0 for 10, and then she comes out tonight and hits 7. So, you know, it was kind of nice to take the top off of a zone for once. And but overall, I thought you know, some people stepped up that maybe hadn't been playing quite as well. But the main thing that contributed to us getting that win was effort. You know, I thought. Girls were kind of flying around, especially Meredith O'Neill, you know, which that's normal for her, but she'd run before she'd walk if she could anytime. So, you know, but some other people kind of started following her lead, and that was big for us.
Yeah, you mentioned about Meredith O'Neill officially with about 16 points. What makes her special from the aspect of being a strong two-way player? Because it seemed like her offense was quiet in some aspects, and she did a lot of her work on the defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, she hadn't shot the ball up to her standard very well this year, but you know, I think she's probably averaging around 15 a game, and it's all because of her defense. You know, she comes up with loose balls and steals, and and gets out and gets some easy ones. And, you know, those are huge for us. At times we can get stagnant on offense, so that makes a big difference whenever she can come up with something like that for us.
Luke O'Loughlin, Lady Bird coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoMoFootball.com. And you mentioned about Katie Mitchell just shooting lights out tonight with the 7 three-pointers. She averaged 6 points coming into tonight. What was working for her so well, that three ball?
Well, I've watched Katie shoot enough that didn't surprise me in the least. Me and my other coaches were just talking the other day that if you'd have made us bet on Katie going 0 for 10 in a game before she made 10 in a game, we'd have taken the 10 in a game that she made before she missed them. You know, she's a heck of a shooter if she's got room, and probably one of the best shooters I've ever had. If she's feeling it, it goes down in a hurry. So, you know, it was nice for her. It was good for her because I know Friday night was a tough one for her to take, but it was nice to see her step up and knock them down because that was huge for us tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You talked during the pregame. This is going to be a little bit of a transition year. You don't have Caitlin Foray, Crest All-Star from 1 year ago, and she was just about lights out from downtown. It seemed like each game we did with her. But what's kind of the next step for this Lady Bird team that you want to see improve before you take on Monroe City in the semifinal?
Well, we just gotta shore up some things. You know, we get a lot of silly turnovers, especially, and that's just, you know, being inexperienced. And we do, you know, we have four juniors and three seniors, but not very many of those girls have played a lot of varsity minutes. You know, Meredith and Diane have played a lot the last 4 years, but outside of that, these other girls are still learning. And you know, I got to remember that at times that they're still learning, and this is some of their first varsity minutes that they've really played. And you know, we just got to try and improve on the little things, whether it be a good closeout or making sure you look before you turn and throw it, and just little stuff like that. We gotta shore up, and that'll come the more they play. And you know, hopefully, I can remember that at times as well, because I can be pretty hard on them every once in a while. But they do a good job of taking it and trying to improve on it. Hopefully that'll continue.
Luke O'Loughlin, Lady Bird coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, always good to catch up with you. We'll see you later in the week for the tourneys.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Luke O'Loughlin's been our guest. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CrestCentralMoMoFootball.com. We'll hear from Mark Twain, Coach Alex Redenberg.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Joint postgame here by Mark Twain, Lady Tiger coach, after a 68-40 loss today to the South Shelby Lady Birds. Coach, it's not easy to take losses anytime, but it almost feels like this is a great learning game in some aspect for your ladies. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you know, that's a great learning opportunity for us. You know, we're a really young team, and we're learning on the fly a little bit. You know, we have good leaders that do great things for us, but, you know, sometimes you make...
Well, it looks like we had a technical difficulty with that audio recording with Alex Bradenburg, but essentially to finish that point there that he was referring to was this was definitely a very much a learning opportunity for this Mark Twain Tiger team as they fell to the South Shelby Ladybirds again by the final four of 68-40. And again, I apologize for technical difficulties on that. You can hear his full post-game interview later on this evening online at centralmoinfo.com. We're about ready to get going here for the start of the second half. So how the heck do you stop Parker Fantasteel, Austin Ward?
I think that's exactly the problem that coach is going to face, is there's really no key answer because he's just been so hot this game. And, you know, like you said earlier, he came into this game averaging 6 points a game, and he's already got over 20 at this point. And that is the problem that's going to need to be solved. But the problem with that is there's no good answer. And already.
Yeah, right on cue. Quick two-pointer on the inside. What's really impressed me about his performance tonight is just the way he's creating space. And Curry Ladmer's going to get a reverse layup. He's finding the open spots that are not easy. And then when, as soon as he hits it, he's just online with virtually every shot. He's had maybe one or two misses tops.
And the pick and roll has been working really well for him tonight, too. They've done a really good job with that.
So they're going to go to Brockwood against South Shelby. They lead 44-26 as North Shelby gets the rebound. South Shelby's in their home white uniforms with the red numbers and blue trims as it is Silas Preston that gets the layup for the Raiders. They're in their away red uniforms, gold numbers, black and white trims surrounding that and attacking. Once again, guess who? Parker Fantasteel. I'd have to imagine this is a career high for him.
And it's likely going to keep growing.
46-28. Here is Silas Preston. Beckerin up top to Coe. Grant Coe now left wing for Mason Allmeyer. Trying to go through the South Shelby double team. Now on the left side. Three offline to the right by Silas Preston. Rebounded by Guy Timbrook. Starting five out there for both sides. Here is Cole Mitchell. Lobs one inside trying to feed it to Fantasteel. Beautiful read by Coe to deflect that out of his hands. Now it's Mason Allmeyer, drops it off to Preston. Preston up to the right side, guarded by a pair, and he is called for a travel. So they tried to get it inside to Metis. So Mitchell will inbound it for South Shelby. They're going right to left on your radio dial. And the winner will get the Monroe City Boys. Who had a convincing win over Marion County. They were up by 50-something at half in that game earlier. And we're going to get a pushing foul on Mason Allmeyer, and that will be his third. So he's going to have to check out. And it's probably one of the last guys you don't want to see on the bench this early in the half.
Not exactly what you want, especially when you're down by 18.
On the right corner, here is Timbrook this time looking for a three. That is too shy. Wood trying to get the rebound, and now three Cardinals all colliding for the ball. Gotta like the hustle, but want a little more communication there. At the top key, Wood looks left, goes left. Mitchell releases a three. A little too strong, and it will be South Shelby ball as it was last touched by Silas Preston. So Wood will inbound it from the right side. Now it looks like there's a skid mark on the court that the referee quickly cleans up. So Wood. Over to Timbrook. Back to Wood on a little give and go. Hops one back around to the left side. Fenton trying to feed it to Fantasteel on the double team fadeaway. That probably would have been one of his more impressive buckets if he did it on the double team. Doesn't go. Bounce pass onto the inside. Now trying to go back out. Hit. Latimer drives, and it's stolen by Timbrook. Fenton up to the right side. One on two. Bounce pass to Wood. Coe makes a little bit of contact, and it went off Wood last, so North Shelby gets back. Good defense by Coe. He may only have 5 points, but he is at no problems at all on the defensive side. That's a bright spot for North Shelby.
For sure. And on that last possession, they did a good job in double-teaming Fantasteel, but the problem with that and why that can't be the answer is you've also got Brock Wood on this South Shelby team that they can exploit offensively too.
A one-on-two, Kirby Latimer, the one, wins. It's down to a 16-point game. Now Fantasteel, left corner. Fenton releases a three. No go. And now it is Timbrook that spins around, pressing on the rebound, and that will be foul number two on the 6'4 junior. So So now we'll get a sub coming in. It'll be Riley Fantasteel as David Fenton gets a breather for South Shelby. It is Coe. Pulls up on the right side, and Kirby Limer trying to go for the tip press and can't fall. That's a bucket you got to get if you're North Shelby.
It's just a perfect example of what we've seen all night long, just tough luck for this North Shelby team.
So here is Tim Brook, now over to Parker. Two Fantasteels on the floor, so we'll call by her first name. And Parker drives it up with the left block and drops it in. South Shelby gets a steal. Cole Mitchell inside. Tim Brook, left baseline. A little too strong. Put back. Fantasteel falls to the floor. And one coming up.
He picked up the ball with three South Shelby defenders converging on the ball. Fantasteel, the one for South Shelby, gets it despite North Shelby going after it. Three of them, puts a shot up, gets fouled, and converts. It's just been one of those nights for Parker Fantasteel.
So an and one coming up for the senior. He's already quadrupled his scoring average in this game. And one. That's about the one flaw he has had in this game. Tim Brook, however, gets the offensive rebound and drops it home. He has over half the South Shelby points. 26 of the 52.
Right there, missing the end one. South Shelby got the offensive rebound and instead put it up for two. That's not what North Shelby can do.
And a pushing foul going to get called on Guy Timbrook. Seems like he pushed a Raider into the bleachers, and now Parker, Fantasteel, and Carson Mann will come out. That's Timbrook's third foul.
And now here's North Shelby's shot. If you want to make some kind of a run to get back in striking distance here, with Parker Fantasteel and Brock Wood both on the bench, this is the time.
3:30 to go here in the third. Robert Allmire, it's a 52-30 lead. Now it's a 50-33 lead as Robert Allmire hits for a three on the left wing. They'll pass on to the left side for Timbrook. Back to the right for Cole Mitchell. Mitchell trying to get a ball screen through Caleb Strong, who checked in. Sean Wilkerson also checking in as well for South. Latimer gets a turnover. Arms across. Robert Allmire can't go two for two. Off the back. Wilkerson rebound for South Shelby. Tempo picking up. Mitchell up the left side. Tiptoeing down the line outside to Timbrook. Hesitates on the three. Now lobs inside. Strong. Blocked. That's Allmire. Goes Erlander back to Allmire. Can he finish the play? He started. Reverse layup doesn't fall. Did everything but. Riley Fantasteel on the rebound.
Just another example of tough luck.
Ethan Shackelford wants to slow things down. Calls a full timeout with 2:35 to go in the third on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Pay bills and transfer money online? Check. Awesome mobile app? Check. Great customer service? Check. Checking accounts that earn interest too? Check. Locally owned? Check. I'm Josh Wilson from Home Bank at 3817 McMasters Avenue in Hannibal. Yes, Home Bank can check everything off your list. Visit us today to open an account. In addition to our Hannibal location, we have branches in Palmyra, Canton, West Quincy, and Centralia, Missouri. And we have two locations in Quincy.
Home Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and proud supporter of local athletics.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer who excels in more than taking school yearbook portraits. Keithley is in the middle of the games all school year, capturing the essence of school athletes in action. Only Keithley offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action. Choose Keithley Photography.
South Shelby with the lead, thanks to a 26-point performance from Riley Fantasteel. We've still got 10 minutes of game to go. And we're going to get a double dribble called here on the Cardinals, as it looks like Wilkerson was a guilty party there. Now they show press off the inbound. Catching in a stride is Allmeyer from Metis. Now here's Coe trying to find Robert on the left side. He is guarded closely. Coe inside Latimer, and a pushing foul looks like is going to get called on Sal Shelby. And that'll be Caleb Strong's third. He'll check out Riley, or Parker Van Steele back in. ...52-33 on the left corner. North Shelby, it's Coe. Takes down to the baseline. On the right wing, it is Allmeyer. Shuffle the beat. Travel called. Looks like he was caught indecisive of does he take the shot or attack. 2:04 to go in the third. Wood back to Fannin Steele. Parker, that is. Both Fannin Steele's on the floor. Inside to Wood. Now Riley outside over to Mitchell. Now back around to Wilkerson. Inside for Wood. Parker guarded this time. Wood turns around and pulls up 4-2 after realizing Parker wasn't open outside.
Post move score. Nice job by Brock Wood. And one goes off the fingertips there in North Shelby. And it's more of the same. Not a lot going right for North Shelby, and almost everything going right for South Shelby.
Again, the Cardinals scored 55 points in their loss Friday night to the North Shelby Raiders. And now a quick underhand by Sean Wilkerson, who just took it right to the paint. You just want to see some better defense there if you're the Raiders. Here's Robert. On the right now, over to Metis from the top, back to Robert. Trying to feed it to the right, now inside for Metis, and then Coe. Stolen away, here's Wood. One-on-one with Allmeyer. Wood trying to win the battle. Can't. Last deflected by Mitchell with just a hair under a minute to go in the quarter. Raiders get it back. Silas Preston checking in. Robert Allmeyer gets the breather. From his own baseline. Mason Allmeyer. The Metis. Partial press shown by the Cardinals. Mason. Looks to the left over to Preston, trying to find Latimer. He was ready for it this time, but it's deflected by Parker Van Steele. Now here's Wood up the right side from the top. Over in the left corner, here is Wilkerson. Guarded closely by Allmeyer. He'll swing around to Parker Van Steele on the right wing. Parker to Wood. Wilkerson open under, and Wood will just take it instead to Shy, and Matt is trying to keep it alive. Wood gets it. To the top, three. No go for Mitchell. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Metis inside Latimer. The layup, got it. 5 seconds. And then Carey called on Parker Van Steele as he was trying to get it up floor as quickly as possible and get one final bucket. So now North Shelby gets the advantage of that.
Mistakenly stepped out of bounds before he got that inbound pass out of his hands. I should say stepped inbounds.
North Shelby brings their offense. South Shelby brings out their defense. 3.9 to go in the quarter. 56-35, South Shelby with the lead. Robert Allmeyer will inbound it. Around to Coe at the top. Has to get it off. 1 second. It does in time, and that goes off the glass and in front of the bucket. 56-35, South Shelby looking ahead to the semifinals for an all Clarence Cannon semifinal between them and the Monroe City Panthers. 4-4 is next on Crest, CentralMoFo.com.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Come on already! Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
You're listening to KRES Moberly. We're here at Monroe City High School for the 94th edition of the Monroe City Basketball Invitational. And it is the oldest high school basketball tournament in the state of Missouri. No one else can dispute that. Monroe City can. It's the 4-5 matchup between South Shelby and North Shelby. Two teams played on Friday, and North Shelby again won that contest 56-55. That was at North Shelby. This is on a neutral floor. It's been all South Shelby in this game. They lead 56-35. They have the ball going right to left on your radio dial. It is Cole Mitchell with it right now. He has Parker Fantis-Steele as well as Riley Fantis-Steele, Rock Wood, and Guy Timbrook all on the floor. Meanwhile, for North Shelby, they got Grant Coe, Dayton Metis, Kirby Latimer, Silas Preston, and Mason Allmeyer on the floor. Here's Timber just inside the arc for a two on the left side, and we're going to get a foul called on South Shelby off the rebound, and it will be on Riley Fantis-Steele, the 6-0 sophomore, picks up his first foul. Three-court press shown by the Cardinals, catching it in stride as Metis breaks it, takes it on the left side, up to the top, Preston, hesitant on the three, Allmeyer. Gets the deflection. Back around top, Preston from the pass from Latimer. Cannot cash in. Timbrook on the rebound over to Wood. Inside, baseline, left side. Coe with the block. Coming in from Shelbyville is Grant Coe and deflects that.
Came out of nowhere. Good block, though, by Grant Coe. But South Shelby keeps it. Went out of bounds.
Wood to inbound, trying to find Parker Fantis-Steele. Coe said, no, you're not going to get that.
Yeah,
we'll do it again.
Wreaking some havoc on the defensive side, but just hasn't been enough tonight.
That has definitely been one of the bright spots as the defense Coe has been playing. Now, Parker Fantis-Steele looking for a three. This time he hits the net, but it was short. On the left baseline, here's Brock Wood inside Timbrook and blocked by Latimer. Probably could have gotten a charge out of that if he just fell to the floor. And I'll be his third. So Timbrook goes to the line for two. He had 7 points tonight. And here's first. Off the back of the rim. Won't go. Second shot coming for the junior Timbrook. On its way. Good. Now, quick feed all the way up to the bucket is Metis. No problem there. Still some work to do for North Shelby. 6 points to go in the game. Here's Brockwood. Left side to Parker Fantis-Steele. Parker stripped away by Allmeyer. One-on-one with Brock Wood. And cut move to the inside. And the underhander is Mason Allmeyer.
Euro step by Allmeyer. Got to the bucket and put the points in. Now, something we haven't seen a lot of tonight.
And now Wood trying to save it for South Shelby. Takes a carry on the iron pass. Metis now for North Shelby. They'll take it to Burke. Or check that. The Mason Allmeyer and Metis will go left block in. We'll get a 30-second timeout called by Ethan Shackelford and the South Shelby Cardinals with 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Give us a chance to thank some more sponsors, which include Keithley Photography, Studio Macon, your School and Sports Photographer, North Central Missouri, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Kitchener, Glasgow, Paris, Science Triggers, your partner growing a better tomorrow, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, and Moberly Macon Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Capital Paving and Construction. You can check them out online, capitalmo.com. So Brock Wood will take it. He'll inbound to Mitchell. Guarded by Metis. Back to Wood. Across the timeline. Finds Parker Fan of Steel. Parker to Riley. Riley trying to find his older brother. Can't. Now back around over to Wood. He's guarded closely by Allmeyer. He attacks. Swings one out to Mitchell. Pump takes the three. Back up top to Wood. Left side, Riley. Inside now to Timbrook. Timbrook, spin move. Two, got it. Working on Latimer. Timbrook now in double digits.
Good post move and score by Timbrook. Got points out of it. Nice move.
Coe passes it to... accidentally passes it to Fannis Steele and results in a jump ball. Sal Shelby gets it.
There we have another one. Now we've seen a pass to the other team.
Doesn't work here, but that had a jump ball. Metis draws the turnover, pulls up in the paint, connects. '59-43, South Shelby with the lead. They've got a little bit of a quieter scoring drought here as of late. Can't put your foot off gas just quite yet. Here's Cole Mitchell, drops it to Riley. Back to Cole. Cole from the top, now to Timbrook. Outside, trying to feed one into Parker. Grabs it. Parker on the double team, puts one up, and it's all going in for him.
He just saved it from going out of bounds and put it up with two guys all over him and still got the points. Impressive score by Parker Fantasteel yet again.
Foul on the other side. It's just been that night for him. It's like double team, no problem. And the only problem he had was a foul. It's actually his third. Code to the line for two. Rattles in the first. His first make from the charity stripe tonight. More subs coming in as Dayton Metis and Kirby Latimer get breathers for North Shelby. We're starting to see some other guys. Looks like for... for North Shelby to check in. So here is Parker Fannis Steele draws the charge. Not going to go. Or actually, no, they say it's a blocking foul on Cove, so another and one coming up.
I think I would have supported the charge more in that situation. That's a tough
thought they
ball.
Were calling a charge a second. Tough break there for Grant Coe and the South Shelby Cardinals as in their skid mark has been deployed off of that. So here is the and one. Van Steele has still not hit a free throw. '63-45. So pass it over to the left side. Coe, right wing three, in and out. And it's rebounded by Parker Fannis Steele. And now the other way, Wood trying to find Fenton down under. and they're going to get the foul. I believe that is Joseph Francis, if I want to say. So we're number 40 today. Normally, where's number 30? I believe that is him. There's no one indicated on roster that is number 40. 63-45, South Shelby with the lead. 3:10 to go here in the contest. Carson Mann trying to pass it to defend. Both of them were not ready. And I'll see Silas Preston check in. Grant Coe takes a seat. Good performance from the Cardinals.
It was, and they got hot really early, and that's really what propelled them to victory. They've gone a little cold from the field in the second half, and that's could be the problem with the South Shelby team is they do go on cold spells, but just such a hot start that they got off to tonight really led the way to this impressive win.
That's going to be very important as Francis now gets it from the right baseline. They'll kick one back out. That was something that Ethan Shackelford talked about. They can't get into these cold spells too frequently because that will give them problems. You got to like the offensive potential this South Shelby team has had, but consistency is going to be the big thing.
And how big of a difference it makes is perfect to see in this game because they're currently leading 63-45 over a team that beat them by one 3 days ago.
I think that's a byproduct of multiple things. So Silas Preston makes the first of two free throws. Guy Timbrook took a score foul on that last sequence, and he'll check out. But one of the big reasons why they're up this big is just to play a Fantasteel.
Fantasteel,
he was relatively quiet.
Uncharacteristic for him in terms of early on in this season.
So North Shelby draws in our turnover. Silas Preston gets the two. 63-49 with 2 minutes to go.
Credit North Shelby, still playing hard despite the score, and Fantasteel again.
Getting it alone. Easy layup. And we got a foul on Fantasteel. Brian Acute, I believe that is his fourth. A shooting foul, so we'll get two more from Preston. His first. Good. And Steele has 32 points tonight. Coinciding with his number. Don't know if he drew it up like that.
And we've gotten our notes, too, that he's starting to become more vocal as a leader. And 32-point performances, I have to say, is going to help your cause of being looked at as a leader on this team.
It definitely helps indeed. And that was something he talked about last year, that they were looking for him to be. And he has definitely come up big today. This is Cale Stoneburner into the game now with Silas Preston. And they'll get a double dribble called on Preston in the North Shelby Raiders. So both these teams are going to end up 2-1 by the end of the night. With each a loss against each other, and I don't think this will be the last meeting. They're also both, I believe they are in the Tony Lanzini tournament, if I'm not mistaken, which is the Palmyra tournament. South Shelby's in the Marceline tournament as well, and North Shelby gets the playing the La Plata tournament. So I think there's a possibility, if I'm not mistaken, that they will get an opportunity to play again, but only time will tell. But the Cardinals will advance into the semifinal. They'll take on Monroe City. Van Steele still can't hit a free throw. That'll be the one thing he's working on in practice.
For sure. That's been before, about, it's been about the semifinal. Only glaring discrepancy in his game tonight.
15-point lead with less than a minute to go for the Cardinals. Here's Cole Mitchell. Kicks one out in the left corner from Fenton. Now up to Caleb Strong. Wasn't ready for the pass, and that goes in the backcourt. Carey back to North Shelby. And now we'll see them empty the bench. This is actually Joseph Francis. He has the 30. And we'll see Justin Ali into the game for North Shelby as Parker Fantasteel gets a standing ovation from the South Shelby crowd, and rightfully so. And again, he finishes with what coincides with his number, 32 points. What an evening for a senior.
Not a bad act.
Other subs coming in. Sean Wilkerson in as Cole Mitchell gets a round of applause. Joseph Francis looking for his first points of the 2018-19 season. Can't go. Tipped out. Sean Wilkerson will inbound. Good to see some of these South Shelby players get in. Now every player dressed tonight has gotten action for the Cardinals. Jaden Hardy also into the game for North Shelby. He's an important part of their eight-man team, and it is a two-pointer for Ali. It's a nice round of applause there. And now South Shelby generates a turnover with 16 seconds to go. Just have to get into the backcourt. They can ice it. A season high, 67 points for the South Shelby Cardinals. They advance to the oldest tournament semifinal with a 67-50 win over their county rival, the North Shelby Raiders. It's the two teams line up for the second consecutive game and shake hands after a hard-fought battle. This time, South Shelby gets the upper hand on the Raiders. We'll dissect and catch up with both head coaches in just a moment on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Okay, sounds good, Stuart. We would like to thank some of our fine sponsors for making the Monroe City Tournament broadcast possible. That would be the Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City, Heinz Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Paris Senior Citizen Center, all of Paris, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, making a Marceline, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, making a Land State Bank and making a Monroe City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, North Shelby School District of Shelbyville, Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC and equal housing lender, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City, F&M Bank and Trust, with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. We would also like to thank Keith Lee Photography Studio in Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keetzel, Glasgow, Paris, Science Circus, your partner in growing up better tomorrow, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College at Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Checking them out online at capitalmo.com. All right, Austin, while we're waiting for the North and South Shelby coaches to work their way up after talking to their teams, we got to nominate some outstanding player of the games. Let's start out with the boys, because I think we got a no-brainer there.
Yeah, I'd have to say Parker Fantasteel, number 32 with 32 points. Definitely made the difference for the South Shelby team tonight. He just got in the post with ease, played good defense, got rebounds. And this from a guy who averaged 6-2 the first two games of the season. Easy choice, Parker Fantasteel there.
Yeah, Rob Wilt, the South Shelby athletic director and football coach, just walked behind us after the game wrapped up, and he was like, "Well, how about that performance?" And he said they were going to take a big step, and he's certainly deserving of that honor. All right, now on the ladies' side, the Lady Birds of South Shelby defeated Mark Twain 68-40. There are two ways we could go with this. You could go with the offense in Katie Mitchell, or the two-way performance, more notably on the defensive side with Meredith O'Neill. Who are you going there?
I'm going to have to go with Meredith O'Neill, because while Mitchell led in terms of points, just offensively, defensively, all the way around, I'd say Meredith O'Neill, whether on the box score or not, she made an impact on probably 90% of the plays tonight. And just all around, the game would be completely different without her performance.
All right, so we got our outstanding player of the games, which are brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. We'll go ahead and keep it here on the Superstation as Ethan Shackelford, the North Shelby, or the South Shelby Cardinals coach, kind enough to join us post game. So, all right, simple question: what did you tell Ryan or Parker Fantasteel prior to the game there that he just went off?
Man, I don't know. It's we've always known Parker's a great player, and he can shoot. He can finish inside. He's a big body kid who uses his physicality really well. And man, he had everything going. I mean, hitting outside shots really opened up paint touches for him. And man, he just had it going. He hit shots early, got confident. And this was a big game for him. He got in foul trouble early Friday against North Shelby and played, I think, 18 minutes and scored maybe, a handful of points. He scored 2 points on Friday. Just couldn't get anything going with being in foul trouble. So he comes out here tonight and hits a three in the first, scores, I think, at 9 or 10 points in the first quarter alone. So he got everything going for us. His confidence and his offensive ability helped us all the way along.
I know he scored a majority of the first half points, but what did his performance do for the rest of the offense in that first half?
Well, we are best when we can score and defend even, but score by committee. When Parker scores tonight, and Brock is really the big guy who's our source of opening up things for other players. But tonight, when Parker scored early, it opened up driving lanes for Brock Wood, and it opened up open three opportunities for Cole Mitchell. It opened up other driving kick opportunities, driving dish opportunities for Guy Timbrook. So it just opened up everything for us offensively and really got us going.
Again, we have Ethan Shackelford, the South Shelby Cardinal coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoHope.com after a 67-50 victory. So about as good of a performance. You gave North Shelby some defensive fits as well. What stood out there?
Well, we changed it up a little bit. We tried to mix up our zone and man presses on Friday. And tonight we just said, you know, we're going to man up full court. We're going to play with effort, play with intensity, and try to rotate with pace. And I think it bottomed early. Our offense struggled Friday, which hurt our defense and hurt our energy. Tonight we made shots early, and it fueled our offense and fueled our defense, more importantly. And it just snowballed. You know, made shots lead to getting into a press and give us energy, helps us rotate more, and we got it going. Our press looked good. We just got some tips and just disturbed them early, and of course that fueled our offense. Then we got some runouts, we got some easy buckets early, and that helped us a lot.
All right, Monroe City coming up later on in the week for your semifinal. First of at least two games you'll get to see them this season. What do they bring?
Oh, man, they're the real deal. I mean, you don't get placed top five in Class 3 in the state of Missouri without the athlete and without the skill and the depth. That's the thing with Monroe is, yeah, everyone knows who C. Tolton is. Everyone knows he's good. But it's everybody else. It's that they can play 10 or 12 deep and barely have a drop-off. I mean, those guys can all score. They're all big and athletic. And so we know they're going to bring a lot of press. We know they're going to really push the tempo. And we're going to have to protect the ball. I mean, if we turn the ball over, it's going to lead to easy buckets for them. And, I mean, I know they scored 80 points tonight, and that's no fluke. I mean, they can put that on. So we're going to have to bring our best defense, hope we can shoot like we did tonight, and just see if we have a chance.
Should be a fun matchup. Ethan Shackelford, South Shelby coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, always appreciate the time. Congrats on the win. We'll see you later in the week.
Absolutely. Thanks for the coverage.
No problem. We will catch up with North Shelby coach Landon Daniel in just a moment and wrap things up here on the Superstation and CentralMoInfo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Monroe Manor in Paris offers you more choices in living at the level of your activity. We can also match the room that best fits you and your activity level. This is Sherry Embry, administrator at Monroe Manor. I invite you to come and take a tour and see for yourself the different choices we offer you in living here at Monroe Manor in Paris. Of course, we provide cleanliness beyond compare, excellent care, superior therapy in-house, and more privacy options in your room selection. Monroe Manor in Paris, your home away from home. Visit MonroeManorParis.com.
Wrapping things up here in Monroe City High School on night number one of the Monroe City Tournament. We're catching up with North Shelby Raider coach Landon Daniel. Coach, different outcome tonight with the 67-50 win. Seemed like Parker fans still found some offense against you guys versus the 2 points. So what really what stood about his performance tonight?
He was just unconscious. I mean, he put different guys on him, tried to know where he was at, and he hit everything, both inside and outside. Credit to Coach Shackelford for getting him ready, and he just had one of those nights.
Yeah, I was going to say definitely a tough situation. You put up 50 points. What was the big thing on the offensive side?
We just didn't have it tonight. The kids get really jacked up for that regular season game against South Shelby, and it's just, you know, it takes a lot of emotion out of you, and we just didn't have it tonight. We weren't tough enough, weren't fast enough to make too many mistakes. So just look for a different energy level.
It looked like Grant Coe from my eye, even though he only had 5 points, he was flying all over the floor on the defensive side. What's so about his defense tonight?
He just wants it. Yeah, he realizes this is his last year, and I don't know if he's ever started before. He might have started a little bit last year. And he just wants it this year, and he wants to leave it all out there. He's got a cut underneath his chin where he got stitches in the scrimmage at South Shelby. So you know, he's going to put his body out there, and he just wants to win.
What do you learn from a performance like this prior to your cancellation semifinal against Marion County?
Yeah, we try to look at it tomorrow on film and look at some things. I told the kids after the game, just little things, you know, finishing at the rim. We missed way too many bunnies tonight, turning the ball over, not reading the defense. You know, when guys are stepping up to try to stop us, we were trying to run over them, trying to make crazy line drive passes when there's a guy clearly standing in the way. So just little things that we need to fix. But the more thing that we need to change is our energy and our effort, for sure. I mean, just wasn't there tonight.
Landon Daniel, North Shelby coach, joining us here. Coach, never easy to join us after a loss, but always appreciate your time. And we'll see you later this weekend in your consolation game or of some sort, hopefully.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. That's Landon Daniel, North Shelby coach. Also like to give a big thanks to Officer Ward for joining us and the one and only Stuart Cox for spinning the dials tonight at the Moberly Motor Sports Desk. Ben and Eric will be here tomorrow for four games over on Glory 97.3. We will be getting that stuff started at about 3:50 with the 3-6 matchup on the girls' side between Paris and Marion County. And then it will be the boys 2-7 matchup between Palmyra and Paris. Following that, the third game of the evening on the girls' side will be the 2-7 matchup between Palmyra and North Shelby. And you'll be hearing from Landon Daniel tomorrow night as he coaches the girls' team. And then to round things out, it'll be the 3-6 matchup on the boys' side between Louisiana and Mark Twain. Thanks to all for you for joining us. I'm Scott Lunty. Until tomorrow night, good night from night number one of the Monroe City Basketball Invitational.
Just heard another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Kress.